Title: Creative Warping of Breaks from Scratch Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's do something very drum and bass. Take one classic break and turn it into a tight, rolling, modern DNB drum arrangement using only Ableton Live's arrangement view and warping. No guessing, no hope it lines up, and no fancy third-party tools. Just clean fundamentals, then creative chaos on purpose. By the end of this, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar drum arrangement that actually feels like a section of a tune. Tight where it needs to be, human where it matters, and with fills, stutters, halftime moments, and that forward momentum that makes breaks feel like they're pulling you into the next bar. Let's start with setup. Because DNB is fast, and if the foundation is off, everything after it becomes a fight. Set your project tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Pick 174 if you don't want to overthink it. In arrangement view, set your grid to something like 16th notes to begin. Not because we're going to snap everything to 16ths, but because it's a good zoom level for break work. Now create one audio track and name it Break. Also create a return track for a short room reverb. This is going to be one of your secret weapons for giving a break a consistent space without washing it out. On that return, drop a reverb. Set the decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay about 5 to 15 milliseconds, and high-pass it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz so the reverb isn't muddying the low end. And to make sure the return is 100% wet, because it's a return. Cool. Now import your break. Drag your break sample directly into arrangement view onto the break track. Click the clip so it opens in clip view at the bottom. Now we're going to do the most important part of this entire lesson. Warp it correctly from scratch. First, make sure warp is turned on. Next, find the true downbeat. I'm talking about the real one. The first moment the groove feels like it starts. In most breaks, that's the first kick transient, but don't assume. Zoom in, listen, and look for the first strong transient that feels like the start of the bar. Once you've found it, right-click on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. That move is huge. It tells Ableton, this is the start, and from here onward, align it musically. It's the cleanest beginner workflow, because you're not manually wrestling the whole clip before you even know it's anchored. Now choose a warp mode. For drum and bass breaks, start with beats mode. It's usually the punchiest and it handles transients in a way that keeps kicks and snares crisp. Set preserve to transients. Then adjust the envelope. If you want it tight and aggressive, go smaller, like 20 milliseconds. If it's getting too choppy and you want a bit more natural tail, go up toward 40 milliseconds. Don't worry about perfect. You'll feel it when it locks. Quick coach note before we go any further. Do a metronome sanity check. Loop one or two bars. Turn on the metronome and ask one simple question. Is the snare consistently landing where your ear expects? If the snare feels like it wanders, fix that before you do any creative edits. If the snare feels good but the hats feel messy, you might already be in the sweet spot. In DNB, the snare is your truth. Now let's tighten the timing without killing the groove. In clip view, you'll see warp markers. The temptation is to grab everything and make it look perfect on the grid. That's how you get stiff, lifeless breaks. Instead, we're going to warp anchors first. Zoom into a bar. Find your main hits. The kick on the one, and the snare on the two and four, or wherever that break snare wants to sit. Double-click to create warp markers on those key hits, especially snares. Then gently drag them to the nearest grid line. Gentle is the keyword. If you slam warp markers around, you can stretch the audio in a way that makes the tail smear or the groove wobble. And here's an important concept. Anchor sections, not just hits. A beginner mistake is pinning one kick and one snare and calling it done, but the vibe is in the space between them. So try this approach across a bar. Place a marker at the start of the bar, one on the snare, and one near the end of the bar. That keeps the bar's total length stable and reduces that rubber band feeling. Work across 2 to 4 bars like this, kicks and snares first. Then loop it and listen. If it's already feeling good, stop. Seriously, don't fix what isn't broken. Now we get into the fun part. Micro warping for roll and momentum. This is where you take a break from tighten into drive. Find a ghost note right before a snare. A little pre-snare tick, a tiny hat, a quiet note that leads into the main hit. Place a warp marker on that ghost note and another on the snare. Keep the snare on the grid and pull the ghost note slightly earlier. Not a lot. We're talking a few milliseconds, just enough that the groove leans forward. That small push creates that rolling, urgent energy like the drummer is reaching into the next hit. Try a couple variations. Push a ghost note earlier for aggression. Pull a hat slightly later for swing. Or tighten only the snare transient while letting the tail breathe. You don't need to pin the decay with warp markers. Let it be messy in a controlled way. And here's another coach move. Warping and clip cane are a pair. Sometimes warping changes the shape of a transient and suddenly your break feels louder, spikier, or thinner. Before you reach for compression, try adjusting clip gain in clip view. If your break is slamming your processing chain too hard, pull the clip gain down 1 to 3 dB. If it got thinner, push it a touch. This keeps your processing choices intentional instead of reactive. Alright, now we're going to build actual arrangement variation, using arrangement view edits. This is super DNB friendly because the genre lives on edits. First, duplicate your breakout to create a longer timeline. Select 4 bars and duplicate until you have at least 16 bars. You can go to 32 if you want, but 16 is enough to learn the system. Now add locator so you think like an arranger, not a looper. For example, bars 1 to 8 is your A section, main roll. Bars 9 to 12 is a B section, variation. Bars 13 to 16 is C, fill and drop cue. Now we'll slice directly in ear audio. No simpler required. Find a snare or kick you want to mess with. Highlight a small region around it and split it. That's Command or Control E. Now you can nudge slices earlier or later for feel, or create stutters by making 2 splits and removing a tiny piece in the middle. If you do that, turn on fades in arrangement view by pressing A, and add micro fades at slice edges to kill clicks. And here's the key. Fades aren't just anti-click. Fades are rhythmic tools. A slightly longer fade out on a hat slice can make the groove tighter without compressing anything. You're literally shaping the rhythm with tiny volume contours. Let's do a classic jungle style move right before a drop. At the end of bar 8, find a snare hit. Split it out. Then duplicate it so it repeats like eighth notes for one beat. That little da-da-da-da moment is instantly recognizable, and it tells the listener, something's cunning. Now, let's add some time stretch drama. Warp isn't only for fixing timing. Warp is an effect for halftime breakdown. Pick a two-bar region, like bars 9 to 11. In clip view or by stretching the clip length and arrangement, make that section play longer. Ableton will time stretch it while the project tempo stays the same. Now swap warp mode and listen. Beats mode here will give you choppy, machine gun energy, especially on hats. Texture mode will give you gritty, stretched cymbals and room tone. Try a grain size around 80 to 200, flux around 10 to 25. It can sound gnarly in the best way. You can also experiment with repitch for that classic speed change equals pitch change flavor. That's a very old school, very musical kind of warp if you keep it short. If you want a quick stop start tape feel, do it in a tiny dose. Add a warp marker in a fill region and drag a transient so it momentarily slows down. Keep it under half a bar so it reads as an intentional effect, not like the groove broke. Now let's make the break hit like DNB, using stock Ableton devices. On the break track, build a simple processing chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, dip 250 to 450 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If it needs snap, gently lift somewhere between 3 and 8 kHz, but be careful, breaks get harsh fast. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20% to taste. Boom usually off or very low, because it can fight your sub later. Transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20 for that bite. Then, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is that printed feeling, like the break is committing to tape. Then, blue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Finally, utility. Use it to gain match so you're not fooled by loudness. And if needed, narrow the low end slightly. You can keep width around 80 to 100%, depending on the sample. The goal is wide character up top, disciplined low end. Optional, but very DNB. Add a parallel crush return. Create a return with saturator into drum bus into EQ 8. High pass, that return around 150 to 250 Hz so it adds aggression without adding mud. Then send your break to it subtly. It should support, not dominate. Also optional, a harshness control trick that feels fancy but is simple. On a return track, EQ 8 with a very high pass, like 6 to 8 kHz. Then saturate and compress it hard. send a little break into it. You get controlled air you can automate into builds without bringing up nasty mid-range. Now let's put this into a simple, Regal DNB arrangement template. Here's a clean 32-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8. Intro groove. Filter the break with a Q8 so it's darker, and slowly open it. Bars 9 to 16. Main section. Full break, tight and punchy. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. Add microwarp momentum, stutters, maybe a ghost note call and response, where bar 1 pushes a ghost earlier and bar 2 pulls a different ghost later. Bars 25 to 32, fill and drop cue, halftime stretch for half a bar or a bar, then a snare roll, then snap back to the main groove. Automation that makes this feel pro without overcomplicating it. Automate a high pass or low pass filter opening into a drop. Automate the short room reverb send only on phrase ending snares. And maybe automate drum bus drive slightly up in fills to raise intensity. One more arrangement mindset upgrade. Pick 3 fills and reuse them. A 1-beat stutter, a half bar halftime stretch, and an empty hit, where you remove 1 kick or snare for a step. Place those at predictable spots like bar 8, 16, 24, 32. DNB feels tight because it teaches the listener its language. Also remember, silence is a fill. Mute the break for an eighth note right before a drop and let the reverb tail carry. Huge impact. Zero extra samples. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. Don't warp every transient. Anchor kicks and snares first. If 1.1.1 is wrong, everything will feel wrong. Fix the downbeat early. Don't use complex for everything on breaks. It can smear transients. After chopping, use fades. Clicks will ruin otherwise great edits. And don't overdo saturation and compression. Gain match and a slash B often. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice plan you can do in about 20 minutes. Import one break. Set 1.1.1 at the true downbeat. Warp from here straight. Beats mode. Then make a 16-bar arrangement. First 8 bars. Main groove. Next 4 bars. Variation with microwarp on ghost notes. This audio version is shortened for playback.